For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. The National Bosniak Convention is scheduled for this weekend in Bowling Green. It's a large tourism event with a wide range of cultural, entertainment, and sporting activities. Dan Modlin talks with two of the people who have been helping to plan the program schedule.
Gina Jalil is the secretary for this year's Bosniak Convention, and Jerry Today, a professor of sociology at WKU, has helped to coordinate a number of educational activities being held in conjunction with the convention. Gina, first of all, isn't it rather unusual to have a convention of this type in a city the size of Bowling Green?
Yes. Every year for the past 17 years, this convention has been held, I think, every Memorial Day weekend. And they've been known to be in Toronto, Canada, Chicago, Illinois, Seattle, New York, Phoenix, St. Louis hosted it, I think, a couple times, Atlanta also. And it's a huge honor for this big convention to come to Bowling Green. We are by far on the list the smallest town, and we are very honored to have this. And we are so thankful for all of the community. And I have talked to several offices here in town and people at Western and the convention center, the mayor. Everybody was very nice, welcoming. I want to thank everybody for opening their doors and hearing about this convention and supporting us, and hopefully people will show up.
Now, Jerry, you've been very involved in coordinating some educational activities along with the convention through WKU. Why do you think it's so important that people in this region have a better understanding of the Bosnian people and Bosnian culture?
The reality is that a large percentage of the population of Bowling Green is from Bosnia, either directly or the immigrants from Bosnia have had children who live here now. And I think there's a lot of people in Bowling Green that have no idea why the Bosnian population is here. They know they're very successful in business, restaurants, trucking companies. They're some of the most successful entrepreneurs in our community. But I don't think the people in the community really have a good sense of why we have such a large Bosnian population here. So I think this is an opportunity for WKU to establish a relationship with the Bosnian community. There's been a relationship in the past, but this could feasibly establish a stronger relationship into the future and try and educate fellow citizens as well as people on the campus of WKU about the Bosnian community, Bosnian culture, and celebrate the fact that these citizens are among us and contributing to our society.
And Gina, it looks like the schedule includes a soccer tournament and also the dedication of an Islamic center.
On that Saturday, on May 26th, from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m., we have a huge soccer tournament for its male adults that are playing, and that's on Lover's Lane Soccer Complex. We're expecting, I think, about 30 teams that are coming from all over the nation to participate, and we're very excited to host that here in Bowling Green. Also, there is a very interesting cultural program going on during that day on Saturday as well in front of the Bosnian Islamic Mosque with the folklore. It's a traditional dance. We are also expecting, I think, 12 folklore teams that are teenagers, and they're dressed in their traditional outfits. Both of those events are very informative as far as sporty and fun to come and visit and meet some people. And one thing, if you have met anybody that's originally from Bosnia, we love food. We eat a lot, and we're known to have some of the good restaurants here in town. We're going to have a food on Saturday and Sunday as well, open to the public.
Gina Jalil and Jerry Today have been helping to plan several of the activities for this weekend's Bosniak Convention. At Bosniak Convention in Bowling Green on Memorial Day weekend. If you'd like more information about the activities, you can go online to BosnianConvention2012.com. That's BosnianConvention2012.com. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.